Hello and welcome to the podcast.
Breakfast on Midlands 183 with thanks to Tullamore Credit Union's current account, tullamorecu.ie.
Well, are you well? How's things? Before we go any further, by the way, if this is your first time listening to the podcast, welcome aboard. Where have you been? Anyway, you are very welcome. And if you've listened to a few of the podcasts already, then thank you very much. We get figures of listeners for our podcast and went, wow, thank you. Wow, this is incredible. If you're enjoying the podcast, by the way, give it a share on social media, give it a like, I don't know, download it onto a CD, send it to a random stranger, you know. I know, don't go to that effect. Don't go to that much effort. Goodness. But give us a like, and if you listen to it on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or on Midlands103.com, whatever, give it a like, subscribe to it, and it'll drop into your phone, literally drop into your phone every time there's a new one, when a new podcast drops, you know what I mean? It's what the kids say, you know? Ah, my new podcast just dropped, my new track just dropped. Yeah, I can't get away with that. No, anyway. So on the podcast this week, I want to ask Cameron about his skills. You know what I mean? His skills. We'll tell you in a sec. We'll talk kids' games as well. There's a funny little game I like to play with Google. And myself and Ellen are going to play it later on. And why Ryanair may be flying to Africa very soon. And ladies, why you might be on the lookout for that. And as well as that, Spurs have a big game. Yep, you'll hear more about that very soon as they take on a local team. Well, kind of. Again, it's back to me slagging Cameron. Anyway, if you like the show, remember Monday to Friday, 6:30 a.m. in the morning until 9. Yeah, that's it. We're up at silly o'clock. And speaking of silly o'clock, you can get into the silly o'clock club as well between 6:30 and 7 on the show. And just sometimes anything goes. And absolutely anything goes. But it's all about feeling good. It's all about a bit of crack and loads more. Anyway, enough of me talking absolute nonsense. Let's get on with the podcast. Cameron, are you any good at screwing?
Excuse me?
Screwing, like screwing in stuff.
Oh.
Yeah.
Apologies. Wouldn't be...
What do you think I meant?
Peter, look. We don't need to bring it up. Oh, it wouldn't be the worst. I can put up a shelf. I can I can assemble a bed, a wooden bed. Well, I haven't tried a metal one, but I've put together a wooden one.
Fair enough.
I suppose it'd probably be considered average.
Okay. Hold on. I'll just get a sheet of paper. I'm going to write these down.
Okay.
So you can screw. Can you hammer?
Yeah. And I haven't hit my finger too badly yet.
But then you haven't used the hammer enough.
Clearly. I would just argue I'm better at it. You're clearly not good at hammering.
What about, you can use a drill. You can use a drill.
Yeah. I can use a drill.
Okay. You can use a drill. Perfect. You can do flat pack. We already covered that. That's fine. You can cut the grass and all that. Can you paint? Can you wallpaper?
I can't. Well, I've never tried wallpapering.
No, me neither.
So I don't. I can paint all right.
Okay.
Loads. I hate it. Well, my least favourite task.
I agree with you. It's the messiest, most horrible job in the world.
Every time I paint anything, I'm like in a great mood for about an hour. And then when it comes like the second coat, maybe I'm like, oh, this again. And then the third coat, I'm like, I'm actually like visibly angry while I'm painting. I'm just like bashing the paintbrush off the wall.
There's nothing worse than when you look around the room and you go, lovely, done and dusted. And herself walks in and goes, probably do another coat.
Oh. Throw the paintbrush at their head.
I want you to be careful.
Okay.
Okay, because your better half, Kira, might have a few jobs for you.
Okay.
A mum whose business is skyrocketing because she decided to rent out her husband to do odd jobs for people.
Excuse me?
Yeah, there you go. The husband has been rented out to do odd jobs. So she's a mum of three. Laura Young is her name. She got the idea after listening to a podcast about a man who makes a living putting together flat pack furniture. So she decided to stick up a message on Facebook for the crack. And just said the husband is available to do jobs for people, blah, 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 blah. And since that has happened, her business has skyrocketed. She just did it for the crack.
Is this not going to be taken the wrong way? Like you see an ad, particularly on Facebook, of something where my husband is available. Like, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You're going to get the wrong idea.
But we're going back to my first question.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah, this guy, his name is James Young. He's been doing carpets, tiling, decorating, and he's even had to give up his job. So because the business, Rent My Husband, has skyrocketed. He's working 6 days a week, this fella.
So this guy, James, has been screwing, hammering and drilling in other people's homes.
Absolutely.
Upon his wife's request.
Yeah.
Right.
And getting paid for it.
Not well, actually, how I expected my half eight Monday morning to go.
Well, sorry, the wife is getting paid for it. He's been told what to do.
Is she a PIMP? I don't know if I can say that word on air.
Handling the accounts, maybe.
Right. Is this illegal?
I don't know, but I can imagine revenue will be knocking at her door at any time. You know what I mean?
Well, if she's making a living out of it, she's definitely not paying tax on that.
No.
Those jobs probably getting paid in cash as well. Maybe Revolut.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. So there you go. So be careful, Cameron. Be careful out there. If somebody asks you to do the outlaw job here and there, I'm busy.
Right. Well, I'm busy. I'm pretty sure Kira has not used Facebook ever
to advertise your services.
No, well, I'm pretty sure she hasn't used it for anything, so I hope she's not using it to advertise my services.
I feel sorry for poor old James Young, because after a hard day's work, he'll sit down the couch and she'll go, "Do you not? I asked you to cut that grass 2 days ago." Ah, well. Well, there you go. Anybody listening, you want a little side hustle? There you go.
Anybody listening, I am not available for any side hustles.
I am available, but I'm no good. So I'll make a bags of it.
Quick job, in and out.
Absolutely. Cameron, chat to you at 9. Good luck. How's the air? Take me to church. Midlands 103. It's Peter Dunn with you. I'm asking you about cleaning your barbecue. Yes or no? Dave said, "I never wash the barbecue. I simply give it a brush down with a wire brush." Dave, I think you hit the nail on the head there. I think that's a nice compromise. What do you think? Just a good scrub down with a wire brush. What do you think? The front of the Star today. It says, "To Puck King Hot." Okay. And the puck stops here. The wild goat crowned King Puck was brought down from its cage at Puck Fair due to sweltering temperatures yesterday. In Cloraglen, in County Kerry, they have their Puck Fair every year. And I remember when I was younger, the parents brought us down there. And I remember looking up at like 40 foot of scaffolding, and there was a goat up there. And I went, "What's that for?" They said, "Oh, that's the, you know, the king of the puck." Why? You know, why would you put a goat on top of a load of scaffolding? They went, "Well, he's the king of the puck." And the 12-year-old in me went, "Why? Like, seriously?" So that's what they do. Try explaining that to anyone else. Yeah, but, like, what's the point of the festival then? You go have a look at the goat, then, I know, you go get a few drinks or something, you know? But I couldn't help think about the poor goat. You know what I mean? Imagine you're there chewing away on a bit of grass and somebody comes down and goes, "You, over here. I'm going to put you up in some scaffolding for a few days and you're going to have great crack. A lot of people are going to come to see you." Right, okay. Well, you're missing the music. You can get the show in full weekday mornings from 6:30 a.m. on Midlands 103. Tom Grennan, Remind Me, Midlands 103. It's Peter, it's breakfast. You? You well? As I was saying to you, they say art is subjective, don't they? It can be anything that, you know, attracts the eye or generates an emotion, you know. It could be expensive as well, you know. But I love art. I love art. But would you pay €6,000 for a McDonald's gherkin on the ceiling? Yeah, you heard me right. €6,000 for a McDonald's gherkin on the ceiling. Yeah. I don't know about you, right, but if I get a Big Mac, I look for the gherkin and I take it out. But one man has stuck his gherkin to the ceiling and is selling it for €6,000. A Big Mac is $4.90. I just double checked, okay? No joke, honestly, Australian artist Matthew Griffin has named his sculpture Pickle. He just threw it onto the ceiling and he called it art. I just realised my kids are artists too, you know. I could hold an art exhibition with items such as dried in Weetabix on the kitchen floor, you know, or potato on the back of the chair, or spaghetti hoops on the kitchen window, you know. We could call the exhibition God Knows How It Got There, you know. Yeah, I reckon prices start from about 10,000 euro. Sound about right? Breakfast with Peter Dunn on Midlands 103, weekday mornings from 6:30 a.m. These are the highlights. Ellen, we had a bit of crack last Friday by asking Google questions.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I do remember.
Yeah. I think we should make it a thing. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm all for that. Okay, that was very entertaining.
Let's do it. Right, okay, here we go. So, as you know, what we do when we want to get an answer to something, we ask Google.
Yes.
Yeah.
Google is the fount of all knowledge.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's who we refer to. Mm. And what happens when you go to type something into Google?
It brings up an automated, I suppose, answer to your sentence.
Exactly.
Finishes your sentence for you with the most commonly researched questions.
Absolutely. In your area. You know what I mean? So it's not in the whole world, it's in your area.
Right.
Okay. Which is very, very interesting.
It's eye-opening.
Yes, it is eye-opening because we're obviously in the Midlands and we're typing this into Google in the Midlands. So I want to give you the top five things Google says or suggests for you when you're in the Midlands and you type in the question, can my finger?
Oh no. Oh, Peter.
Number five. Can my finger grow back?
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So a lot of people in the Midlands have asked this question of Google. Can my finger grow back? There you go.
Oh, it just brings up like so many other questions I want to now ask whoever researched this or asked
this. Brilliant. These are questions that people were so afraid to ask pre-internet. A fear of being judged by other people.
And like, did your finger fall off?
Yeah.
Are you just curious?
Were you about to do something?
Yeah.
Were you waiting in A&E at the time? You know?
Yeah. Maybe they're waiting so long, they were like, look, I'll just go home and hope for the best. It'll just grow itself back.
Be back by tomorrow. It'll be fine. Let me see. Number four. Thank you, Ellen. Thank you very much.
Trouble with the numeracy this hour of the morning?
Absolutely. Yeah. I was going to Google that as well, but I'm afraid to. Number four. Can my finger grow longer?
Oh, right.
Mm, yeah, so can my finger grow longer?
Now, to be fair, as someone, I personally have quite stubby fingers and I wouldn't mind if my finger could grow longer. That'd be great.
Okay, that's fair enough. So, yeah, do your hands still grow or do they grow out?
I doubt it highly. Although Google will know. Don't refer to me, refer to Google.
Fair enough. At number three, can my finger reach my eardrum?
Oh.
Mm. Yeah. You know that old phrase, don't stick anything smaller than your elbow in your ear. Mm. And anyone who can do that, fair play to you.
Yeah, that's
fair
impressive.
Play to you. Let me see.
Okay.
At number two, can my finger start a fire?
Okay.
And
again,
apparently,
like, why?
Okay. Yeah. I followed through on this. And apparently there are people on YouTube showing you how to start a fire with your finger.
Like clicking your fingers.
Yeah, like
the friction.
Clicking them really, really hard and kind of slapping them and
that's
stuff.
That's not real. Can you do that?
Apparently so. I'm just afraid that IT in Midlands 103 will give me a call going, Peter, what are you Googling?
Yeah.
You know, just wondering.
Wait till I try it here. Don't try it in the studio, Peter. It's too much equipment there. It's too expensive.
And the number one question.
When
you Google, can my finger, pops up Google in the Midlands is, can my finger still feel my ring?
Oh, okay. That's not what I was expecting.
Yeah. So, no, not what you're thinking, Ellen. No. What people are saying is, you know when they take a ring off their finger and they still feel it on their hands?
Okay. Do you wear rings?
I do. I have a wedding ring, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And do you come across this sensation?
Yeah, I notice if I'm not wearing it. You know what I mean?
But is that just because you're used to the feeling of it?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I'm missing something. Or is it like you actually Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you mean. No, you'd notice if it wasn't there, all right, yeah. See, that's what a lot of people are Googling. Can my finger still feel my ring?
That's
so
an interesting
some
one.
People will drop jewellery and they won't realise it and they go home, yeah. They'll look at their hands and go, ah! So,
fair enough, because I wear one ring, but it's kind of loose. It's a bit too big for me. So maybe I wouldn't notice it as much.
There you go.
That's an interesting one.
That's interesting. Yes, lovely. Right, okay.
It's a little glimpse into the mind of the people in the Midlands.
Absolutely. Yeah, when they're Googling about their fingers. Lovely.
Whether it's stuff we'd rather not know.
Yeah, I think so. But again, interesting, very interesting.
Yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
We shall be back with more for another day. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
We are on the cusp of everything across the Midlands here.
Yes, absolutely.
Get this show in full Monday to Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 9 on Midlands 103.
Robbie Williams, let me entertain you. Midlands 103. It's Peter Dunn with you. Good morning. How are you? Big shout to Catherine as well. Catherine texted in. She said, hi, Peter. Loving the new morning show. Bright and upbeat. Great music. Long may it last. Catherine, thank you so much for them lovely kind words. And I will second that. Long may it last. A lot of lovely kind words, so come on. Thank you so much. I'm completely overwhelmed by it. It's lovely to hear. Yous are absolutely beautiful. I loved a lot of you. Yous are brilliant. Amazing. Before that, Ed Sheeran with Camila Cabello. Bam, bam. And Ed Sheeran's music has been found to be the kindest to your ears. There you go. So Hidden Hearing have analysed Ireland's top 40 chart and found that Ed was the best for your hearing at 50 decibels. Maybe it wasn't great for your hearing last night if you were in Cork, belting out the tunes, but all worth it from what I've seen online. Sounds like a great gig he put on down there. What did he do after the gig? Well, he's got family in Cork, so he just chilled out with them. And they brought him around the place. They showed him Cork, you know. That's amazing. I love it. What a down-to-earth guy. Here's one for you as well. A pint in Ireland, how does it compare to pints all around the world? Do you remember I was saying that to you there a few minutes ago? Well, a pint in Ireland is 7 times more expensive than the cheapest in the world, a survey has revealed. So the best value among 195 countries is where? Burundi in Africa. No. Where a beer is likely to cost around 66 cents, okay? But the average here is around €5.20, survey has revealed, with prices in Dublin coming in at €500,000 deposit, your left leg and your firstborn child as well. So there you go. So don't be surprised, right? If Ryanair started running flights to Burundi in Africa. So ladies, don't be surprised as well if themselves said he's planning a lad's weekend away or a golfing trip or a stag in Burundi, you know. So why Burundi? The lovely lakes, the scenery, the traditional farming people. It's surrounded by Rwanda and Tanzania. It's lovely forestry. It's fishing as well. You're going for the cheap drink, aren't you? Yeah.
No radio? It's fine. You can get the full show Monday to Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 9 on Midlands103.com, or you can download the free app from, I don't know, wherever you get your apps, I suppose. Oh, I'm so
addicted to you. Picture this, addicted to you, Midlands 103. Good morning, it's Peter Whitty. It's breakfast, wakey wakey, rising shine. It's breakfast time. It's Wednesday, by the way, we're halfway there. Yeah. 083-3010-103 if you want to get in touch. I would love to hear from you as usual. Now, two Cork-born bison are doing amazingly well, having been released into the wild in Britain. So the European bison from Photo Wildlife in Cork are part of Britain's only wild herd in Kent. The bison ranger, Tom Gibbs, says they're doing very well already and chowing down on birch, oak, sweet chestnut brambles, and they're even healthier. Yeah. But come here to me. Let's not take the ranger's word for it, you know what I mean? So I've managed to make contact with Billy the Bison. Yep. Oh yeah. And he joins us on the line right now. Billy, they say there's no one more Irish than the Irish abroad, but you must really miss Cork at this stage.
Well, the best thing about being from Cork is, like, you know, no matter where you are in the city, you can always walk alone and you say, you can always say, this is Cork. A lot of places in the world you can't say that, but you mean America, you mean France, and you cannot say this is Cork, where you could be like.
Yeah, well, that's true, Billy. And just another thing before I let you go. What's it like in Kent at the moment? Thank you, Billy. A new study says we miss the excitement of hearing the ice cream van, the long school holidays, and the thrill of getting a new toy. No. Over half of us would like to be able to relive our childhood, with the 60s, 70s and 80s seen as the best decades to have been a kid. No. If you were a kid in them years, you are very, very lucky. Having your holidays paid for was another one. Getting money for losing a tooth. Always having energy. That was another one. We miss about being a child. What else do we have here? Being free to climb trees. Well, nothing stopping you now, I suppose, if you want. Having a great imagination. School trips, yeah. Getting clothes bought for you. Yeah, goodness. Building sandcastles. I still build sandcastles. God. One of the great things about having kids is that you can go to the beach and build sandcastles and not look like a crackpot. You know what I mean? Brilliant. What else? Making a den. Yeah, making dens are great. Having no fear whatsoever. Watching cartoons of a Saturday morning. Oh my goodness, yeah. We should do some of these again, just for the crack, you know the... Liverpool pulled it out of fire last night, didn't it?
I heard, yeah.
In the 98th minute.
Yeah, I was a little bit caught off guard. Now, didn't watch it, but when I came in this morning and saw it in the sports bulletin, I saw it was 98th. And I was a little bit confused by that. So how does that happen?
I don't know, 5 minutes added on time, and they obviously go to 8 minutes. So Klopp is the new Fergie. Fergie time, Klopp time, I don't know.
Well, I thought Fergie time was the last 15 minutes. I didn't realise it was 8 minutes over the length of the game.
Mm-hmm. Now you have it. come here, how did Spurs get on last night?
You tell me, Peter.
Who were they playing? Who were they playing again?
Peter, I don't remember.
All right, hold on, let me just remind us.
Spurs go to Westmeath with that match underway at 7:45.
Oh, come on, man. Come on, that was yesterday, move on.
Hold on, let's play it again, listeners.
Spurs go to Westmeath with that match underway at 7:45.
Spurs take on Westmeath.
Get off my back.
I love it.
Get off my back. It was early in the morning.
I wasn't that early. It was 8 o'clock.
That's early.
Yeah,
come
nah,
on, man.
Nah. No, that's not early, Cameron. This is early.
The 40-year-old American beat Danka Kovanec in the opening round of the US Open at Flushing Meadows in New York. Williams came through in straight sets, 6-3, 6-3.
Oh, man, what are you doing to me?
I couldn't resist, Cameron.
Really
sorry.
Put me on blast today.
Yeah, yeah.
What's this about?
Oh, look, it could be worse.
Could it be worse?
Yeah. Well, look, it happens to the best of us. But except me, you know, I'm flawless when it comes to anything like this.
I don't know, Peter. You came in to me on Monday morning and said, "Oh, I've already slipped up 2 or 3 times already today."
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. If you listen to me really early in the morning, you'll go, "Can that lad speak or what? Or what's the story?" You know. And then I have me porridge, and then you know, all is fine again.
Look, Peter, it's not our fault. We're in early.
No, that's true. Well, look, in fairness, you're in good company because have a listen to this.
I see this problem probably getting better before it gets worse. Or sorry, getting worse before it has a chance to get better. Excuse me, Sharon.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So it does happen to best of us.
It seems like it.
Yeah. Or has this ever happened to you?
The union says the current rate of plan for student places to use... I'm sorry, we'll just move on from that.
I have to say, I've never had that. Just move on.
Yeah.
She called it quits after a while.
Yeah, like, we're at what point do you go, nah, it's not going to happen, you know?
Are you allowed to do that?
I in my old radio station, I worked with a guy who ran in to do the news, the sports news, but forgot his script and decided he was going to do it off the top of his head. But he got one sentence out and he went, "Oh, hold on." And he actually ran away on air and then ran back with a script.
Okay, I've never had that happen.
No.
Although I have had to read like the first line of a story off a script before. When our news reading software here, it got slow one day and my story wouldn't load. And luckily I had written the story, so I knew the top line. So I just read the top line off and I had to pause for a second. And then when just after the pause, the story dropped in.
It came back.
It was very scary. I was panicking a lot, thinking it wasn't going to come in. But I've never had to get up and leave.
No. But look, it could be worse. Anyways, we're looking forward to the action at the weekend here in Midlands 103.
Spurs go to Westmeath with that match underway at Porch to Wait. Didn't that already happen?
Yeah. Oh yeah, but the Spurs played West Ham last night, but they're taking on Westmeath this weekend.
Oh my, get off my back.
Are you missing the music? Well, you can get the show in full weekday mornings from 6:30 a.m. on Midlands 103.